Did you ever hear of mountain laurel being poisonous?
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But of course, we don't have any around here.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard that it's poisonous.
Anything that's poisonous to cows around here?
I don't think so. Nothing in the trees or nothing.
There's a buckeye tree that's poisonous to cows.
Mm-hmm. If they eat the...
If they eat the... I don't know whether it's the leaves or the... Or the buckeyes.
Maybe the nut.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. And how about stinging insects? What different kinds do you remember?
Oh, we have wasps and bumblebees, and we've had them ever since I can remember.
Mm-hmm. How about
and,
the ones that build...
Hornets.
Hornets, and the ones that...
build the ground.
You dig up, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which are they? Now, the bumblebee and the hornet has nests up,
mm-hmm.
right? Are these the yellow jackets?
Yellow jackets, what builds in the ground.
Ground.
That's right. But we have more wasps and bumblebees here than anything else.
Right. How about things that build nests out of dirt?
Dirt daubers.
Dirt
we have
daubers.
A lot of them.
We have a lot of dirt daubers.
Do they sting?
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
And little things that...
They're just a nuisance.
That are also a nuisance in the summer, sting you and make you itch.
Oh, yes, the little sweat bees.
And a more common one?
No, it's a...
What I was thinking about is the mosquitoes.
Oh,
yes.
As a child, did you call them...
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that get in under your skin if you walk through...
Chiggers.
Chiggers.
We've got them, too.
Yeah.
And ticks.
Uh-huh. And how about the bugs that are green and jump?
Grasshoppers.
Do you ever hear hopper grass for those?
It's grasshoppers.
Mm-hmm. And spider webs... the difference between a dew web, spider web, and cobweb?
Well, yes, I think a cobweb, a dew web, you can be walking out in the yard, you can't even see it and run into it, and it gets all over you. And a cobweb is what grows up in the corner of your house here. Different places, don't look up. And a spider web, you can see the forms where the spider weaves her web out. You know, in different ways. I think there's a difference in all three.
Mm-hmm. Which one collects dirt? It seems to be dusty, and that'd be the cobweb.
I believe that's the cobweb. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The cobweb.
And the bugs that fly around the candle or any light.
Oh, they're candle flies and all. What are they?
Candle flies.
Yes, sir.
And
there's another name I'm trying to think of.
But I'm interested that you use candlefly. Some places are called moths.
Yeah, but the ones
candlefly.
That we call these moths that we see out in our garden, these little yellow things that are flitting around from bean row to bean row.
Mm-hmm.
That's moths.
And the ones that get in your clothes?
That's moths, too.
And the ones that send off light at night?
That's lightning bugs.
Do you folks take the commercial appeal?
No, we don't take it now.
There's a wonderful article in this morning's on there's a park in Memphis, and somebody wrote in and said these lightning bugs need to be investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Said you look over the whole park, and so help me, every lightning bug is turning off and on his light, and at the same time.
Well,
you look at it, the whole park goes on and off like artificial. So the columns is you'd be interested in that.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I was telling you to send you a copy. He's going to do some more investigating and write another column.
Is that Lydell Sims column? No, he writes for the Press Symptom. No, Lydell writes for the Commercial Appeal.
This is on the front page. It's called Assignment Memphis.
That's Lydell Sims.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.